Well, cruise liners take millions of eager day trippers every year right to the doorstep of the Italian city of Venice. Ah, those were the days. The tourism industry is a major part of Italy's economy, but over the years, there's been a constant campaign to ban cruise ships from the Venice Lagoon. And finally, campaigners have had a breakthrough. Isabel Rowe is here to explain. Hey, Isabel.
Hello, Kathy. Yes, if you've been on a cruise ship that's docked at Venice, there's a chance you've been greeted with a pretty hostile reception. In 2018, for example, these were the scenes that greeted passengers on one giant cruise liner. Locals surrounded the ship in little boats, throwing fireworks, yelling, giving the middle finger. The view of these Venetians and many others is that cruise ships are damaging their precious city and bring too many tourists for fleeting day trips, crowding the streets but spending no money. These locals spoke to the BBC in 2018.
Venice right now is like a Disneyland. If we don't find a solution, it could be a Machu Picchu, a city with the beautiful marbles, but without a real life, without citizens.
I'm nearly 50 and I'm having to share a flat. A lot of local shops, like, you know, your butchers, your bakers, your dressmakers, all the local services have been transformed one by one into souvenir shops, tourist restaurants, fast food places.
Venetians living near St. Mark's Square in Venice see giant cruise ships out their windows. They really do tower above the city. And those who oppose them coming that close say they're eroding the seabed and the wash that they create is damaging the ancient city that people are coming to see. Pre-COVID, Venice received up to 600 cruise ships a year. There were anywhere up to 30 million tourists a year too, a number that many locals say is actually way too high, despite the fact that tourism is what keeps the economy ticking along. But then, in June 2019, this happened. The MSC Opera was on its way into the San Basilio cruise terminal in the Giudecca Canal when it lost control and slammed into the dock. No one was killed, thankfully. Four or five people were injured. And one of the people who watched it happen was Gold Coast man Robert Loretti, who was on the cruise with his wife and some friends at the time. This is him Skyping into the Today Show after it happened.
Well, there were people running everywhere in every direction, but the one that we noticed the most was what looked like a lady, and I think you can see it in that footage. She was the last one to run off down the stairs on the top deck. And as the ship actually hit, she flipped. And we also saw, I'm sure we saw a man flip into the water as a boat went past.
For protest groups, this was absolutely what they had been calling for. And straight away after this accident, the Italian Transport Minister called for cruise ships to be banned from the canal. And in August 2019, it was widely reported that they would be. But nothing was ever actually implemented. So added to the pressure from locals came pressure from the World Heritage Body, UNESCO. Venice is on the World Heritage List, and at a meeting in October of 2019, Italian authorities were warned that they would put the city on the endangered list if it didn't make tourism more sustainable. Then, of course, there was a pandemic. Tourism and travel stopped early last year, and so did the cruise ships. So in the last year or so, Venetians have had a taste of life without any big liners coming into the lagoon. And there have been reports that water quality has significantly improved. So finally, late last week, the Italian government passed a decree ordering that when cruise ship traffic does return, it must be diverted from the lagoon. There is some commentary, though, that is sceptical, because this isn't the first time that Italian authorities have passed a law to ban cruise ships. In 2012, the 115,000-tonne Costa Concordia cruise ship hit a rock formation off Tuscany after its captain sailed too close to the shore. It prompted Italian authorities to introduce a law banning the largest cruise liners from Venice, those over 96,000 tonnes, and smaller ships were limited to five a day. But the law was thrown out soon after an appeal. Now that Venice is moving again on this issue, though, there are some casualties, of course. About 6,000 port workers and those who rely on the cruise ship industry for income have been without work during the pandemic, and they've been holding protests over the years in opposition to this ban. It won't mean, of course, that there are no cruise ship passengers, just that they'll have to park somewhere else. The alternate solution that the Italian government is floating is to send cruise liners to the port of Marghera, the industrial hub on the lagoon, until a new mooring station outside the lagoon is built. But it may still require dredging to accommodate those ships, something the anti-cruise groups say defeats the purpose of the ban entirely. But given the economic hardship of the last year and the massive hit that the lack of tourism has had on the Italian economy, the government is going to need to find some way to placate the cruise industry and get those visitors back as soon as they can, Cathy.
Yes, yeah, some tricky decisions going forward, but certainly I haven't been there in recent years, but I've heard that it is truly being loved to death, poor old Venice. So
yes, I think that's a good descriptor, loved to death.